Agotava. It's Motzoi Shabbos Parshas Pekudei, March 12th. The subject I'd like to examine this evening doesn't really relate to too much to Parshas Pekudei, the Parshas of Shavuot, or to Parshas Shkolin, which we also learned this morning, but rather to the third, or the cause for the third reading, the middle reading that we had from the three Sefer Torah of Shabbos, and that is Rosh Chodesh. Particularly the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni marks the, according to most Ashkenazic practices, I think, marks the completion of something we've been doing in the Rosh Chodesh davening since, actually not the Rosh Hashanah, because it's all davening Rosh Chodesh davening Rosh Hashanah, but since Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, in this a leap year, Rosh Hashanah Mubaris, and that is the addition of the phrase L'chaparas Pesha into the Shemoneh Esrei. Some people do it onward, not from this, I don't think. Oh, is that true? I didn't see that many. They give him in Harvard. Could be. Some people do it the whole year, from Tishrei to Tishrei, I think. Some people continue. Yeah, Kenzan also. I didn't see all the practices. I think among most Ashkenazim, I think in the, we saw today in Shul, the Art Scroll Siddur, at least in some of the editions, I think the Hebrew edition says that in the leap year you add the phrase of Chaparas Pesha Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis Ad Bechal, up until and including Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, which meant today is the last time, and now Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a few weeks on Sunday, we Rosh Chodesh Nisan, will no longer say L'chaparas Pesha Meshvan Ezeh. So what is this edition all about, and why do we do it? What's it got to do with Rosh Chodesh? Why do we have this extra edition? First of all, I just want to point out that at least today, most of the regular Siddurim that we have, when I say we, I mean whether it's Ashkenazim, Sfarim, Sfarad, Neidot HaMizrach, all insert this extra insert. In the regular Ashkenazic Siddur, this is the Meduyuk, precise Ashkenazim from Redelheim, from Zelman Bear, and he has in his text El Kenev El Kavaseinu. Again, this is the conclusion of the bracha known as the bracha Kedushas Hayom, the middle bracha of the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. And Shabbos, of course, we change it slightly because it's Shabbos, but the basic text of the bracha is the same. El Kenev El Kavaseinu Chadei Shalenu Sachodesh Zeh Letova VeLivracha LeSosim LeSimcha LeShua LeNechama LeFanasu Chakalah LeChayim LeShalom LeMechila Aschek LeSlicha LeSavon. And in the parentheses, it says here, Bishnasa Ibaru L'chaparas Pasha, or L'chaparas Pesha. We add this extra phrase that it should be a month also where we see atonement of our sins. So that's in the Siddur Avodas Yisrael from Zalman Bear. I have a sampling of a few Siddurim here, and it's in there, again, it's in the Nusuf Sfarad. This is the Siddur Chazon Ovadia, which is based on the text of Arad Yosef and the Arad Yosef and the Minhagei Asfardim Veidot HaMizrach, right, the Jews from the Sephardic land. So there too, in his text, while it's a slight difference, it's basically the same. It says, Okay, I'm going to say, Chadei Shalom, Zeh L'tov, V'Livracha, L'Sasim, L'Simcha, L'Shul, L'Necham, L'Panasach, L'Chalkola. Here it says, L'Chaim Tov, V'Lushalom. I think our regular Ashkenazi text just says, L'Chaim, V'Lushalom. Then, L'Mechila, Tzchek, L'Sicha, Zavon. And in parentheses, B'Shana, Mulberis, Omer, Mulcha, Paras, Pesha. So this is the Sfardi, Eidot HaMizrach Siddur. And that's, I think, the practice. I'll get to back in a second. In terms of slightly older Siddurim, so it does appear, and again I have some Siddurim here, the Siddur of the Shalah, which we'll come back to. The Siddur of the Shalah has this text as well. Okay, we'll say it again. It's the same text that we have. He has the Chaim Tovim of the Shalom, like the Sardim say. And again, Bishna Sa'ibu L'chaparas Parsha, so that's from the Shalah. And the Siddur of the Rav Shimshon Hirsch, official, I guess that's the official boy's Siddur. I don't know, Siddur Tfilas Yisrael, I don't know if they use that exactly, but this is the Siddur with the, they use the red line, yeah. So, yeah, but this is Rav Shimshon Hirsch. He also has it, again, in leap year, although in this instruction, it says, in leap year until Rosh Chodesh Adar, add L'chaparas Pesha. But again, you have this phrase added in the Siddur of Shimshon Hirsch. We'll come to that. In the regular Siddur of the Groh, the Siddur HaGroh, known as the Isha Yisrael Siddur, the regular Siddur HaGroh, Isha Yisrael also has it. Again, the same text we have, it says, L'chaim u'l'sham u'chil sech u'sichas avon u'l'chaparas pasha. That's the regular Siddur HaGroh. However, recently, in the last several years, a different edition of the Nusach HaGroh was published. The Siddur is called the Siddur Ezor Eliyahu, and this is advertised to be Al-Pi Nusach HaGroh, the regular Groh Siddur Isha Yisrael that's printed in with the Maaser Rav and some of the other collections of the Groh's writing, of Umadon's writing, so it's assumed that somehow it was adjusted or tampered with. This Siddur, you can read as Abdoma, this Siddur came out just a couple of years ago, Toshin Nun Ches. So within the last 10 years. And again, it's Al Pis Kisrei HaGrav, the Talmidav. So here, in the actual text, it does say Ul Haparas Pesha, but in the footnotes on the bottom, it says as follows, Berov Sidurim Yishonim Lesa. In most old manuscripts of old Sidurim, this phrase, Ul Haparas Pesha, does not appear in most of the old texts. Okay, but he says in some of the more, so the other Siddurim, Sha'achra, you know, more recent Siddurim, it does appear. So, as I say, the standard Siddurim that people, most, the standard Siddurim that most people use today, again, we demonstrated, Bein Ashkenazim, Bein Sfardim, Bein Edot HaMizrach, do add this phrase, L'chaparas Pesha, into the Bakasha section of the Bracha, immediately towards the immediately preceding Mekadosh Sov Roshei Chadashim. Among the oldest Siddurim, Rabbi Shimshon Fuller Hirsch has it, the Shalah has it. It's interesting, in the Siddur Tilas Hashem, which the Chabad Hasidim use, it does not appear at all. And their text is, again, Al Kema Sere Chadish Anas Chavizel Tovel Vrocha Sosom Simcha Yeshua Nechamel Afanas Ochal Chaim Tovel Shom Vchil Aschek Vosifas Avon. Period. Then it goes on, Kiva Amcha Yisrael Bacharta. So the Tilos Hashem said for the Lubavitchers use, it does not say anything about the phrase L'chaparas Pashi doesn't appear, it doesn't indicate any addition for a leap year, it's completely omitted. Now according, So this is the Siddur Tilos Hashem, which was prepared by the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya of Shnei Zalmin, and it says, Alpi Nusach HaRizal. So the Nusach HaRi that the Chabad used does not have the text. However, I just wish to point out again, but I brought a sampling of different Siddurim that I have. Here in the Siddur HaRi, this Siddur, the Siddur HaRi, which was prepared by one of his Talmidim, this is Reb Shabtai Mirashkov. So he has, this is with all the different Kabbalistic references and explanations of what different phrases mean and what you should have in mind when you say this and what you should have in mind when you say that. I don't understand most of it, I admit, but anyway, in the Siddur HaRizal, it does appear. Here it says, it doesn't say, it's like I'm reading, it says, L'chafek Avon, and it says in parentheses, L'chaparas Pasha. So the phrase appears, it doesn't say, doctor, to say it in the leap year. But and it says written in small print, so I don't know exactly what that means. So the Balatanya said it, the Tilos Hashem said it, the Chalabavitchers omitted all together. But I think that and in this Siddhari it does appear. I think, as I say, in most Siddurim that most of us use, whether again Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Edotam, Yisrael, do say L'chapar is special. We did have that comment from the in the Seder Ezer Eliyahu, which I'll premise of Hargro, indicates that in most Siddurim it's not there. So the question, almost old Siddurim, but nowadays it is said. So what's it all about? Why do we have to add this phrase at all? What's happening here precisely? With this phrase. So the Elia Rabba, one of the early Achronim, the Elia Rabba writes in Siman Tov Chof Gimel. The Elia Rabba is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. So he has in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, it's Siman Tov Chof Gimel. In Sifkot Vav, he writes as follows: B'yesh Nuschos Kosav. Bishnas ibu l'chaparas pesha. Some nuschos that add the phrase l'chaparas pesha or l'chaparas pesha into the Shmona Esrei Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. V'shamati tam d'yesh yud beis l'shonos. If you look carefully in the regular text, there are 12 expressions. Okay, there are exactly 12 expressions. Let's read them again from the Menedi Siddurim. This is the Zogun Ber Siddur. So he says again, there's l'tova v'livracha, l'sosan l'simcha, l'yeshua l'nachama, that's the standard text that we say in Rosh Chodesh in all years. There are 12 expressions. Neged Yud Beis Chodesh, corresponding to the 12 months of the year. L'chach Omrim Od L'chaparas Pesha Neged Ibur. Therefore, in a year when you have 13 months, you have an extra address, we have 13 months, so therefore that year you have to add another phrase, so the total number of phrases in that title will add up and correspond to the total number of months in the year. He adds, "Vani lo matzasi nuschazu bavudram v'shum makom." I didn't see this nusach in again the old svarim that speak about the city. The avudram, we'll see the avudram later. And gam tam yud beis l'shoshan alor isi v'emes b'chol chodesh tzrichim l'chulon. So unusual because all of these requests are applicable anyway. We always want the tovah l'loch l'chaim l'shom l'sasson l'simpa. They're all applicable at any time. Nevertheless, he says. That's the practice, or that's at least one source. So that's the Elia Rabba, which is probably the earliest source that had that addition. Yanki asked before about the Yaakov Emden and the Siddur Beis Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden, so he has it, again in parentheses, and on the bottom, he also writes, Yud Beis Lashonos Neged Yud Beis Chodshi Hashana. Generally speaking, we have 12 of these 12 phrases, these 12 bakoshas corresponding to the 12 months of the year. Shesodom, he adds something else, which I'll explain in a minute as best I can anyway. Shesodom B'Yud Beis Tserufei Havaya. Because there are 12 different combinations of the Shem Havaya. I'll get back to that point in a second. And then he says, Uvnul Beres, Mosifin Echad, Neged Milub Echad. And in the year, when it's the 13th month, we add the phrase of Chaparas Pesha again, corresponding to the 13th month. So you have both the Al-Yarab and Yaakov Emden independently indicate that the extra phrase of Chaparas Pesha has something to do with the fact that there's an extra month. Usually we have 12 phrases, and on the Hebrew year, and leap year we have 13 phrases. As far as what he's talking about,
we'll get to that in a moment, so that's in terms of
the sources. I'll pick Kabbalah, and those who want to look it up, it's in the B'nai Yisoschar. Some Siddurim actually printed. There are different combinations of the letters Yud and He and Vav and He. Some of the little pockets of the Tulus have it printed right before Rosh Chodesh, and every Rosh Chodesh is a different combination of psukim that correspond. Sometimes it's Yud and He and Vav and He, sometimes it's He, Vav, Yud. It's different combinations, and again, this is based on Kabbalah, and the B'nai Yisrael has an essay about it, and the Shalom talks about it, and in each Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to have, when you say the Brocha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadosh Yov Rosh Chodesh, and the Brocha of Musaf, you're supposed to have in mind the proper tziruf of the Shem Havaya, whatever exactly that's about. That's all Kabbalah, based on the Arizal, and as I say, it's in the B'nai Yisrael, Ma'amar Chodesh Nisan, Ma'amar Aleph, Os Aleph, and Beis. So the Siddur of Shalom, in the commentary on the side, called Shari Shamayim, makes reference to this, and I think to this issue as well. And he says, well, it's just like this. Ramazti Ide Hayesod, Harelcha Yud Beis in Yonim Shem Zugos, Yud Beis Tzirufa Shem Havaya. There are 12 references to the Shem, 12 different combinations of Shem Havaya. Uvishnatza Ibra Mosifin Odel Chaparas Pesha, Zer Negara Kolel. That's corresponds to the whole group. Ki neged, ki yud beis tzirufei shem havaya ima kol harayit gimel. The 12 tzirufei havaya with the combination of everything together adds up to 13. The heim sod yud gimel midos shorachamim. That somehow corresponds to the yud gimel midos of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim. Again, however exactly this works, I'll be kabbalah. But that's what the shalom writes. Now, in terms of earlier sources. So there's a sitter from the Perisha Sitter Atzilah of Rokeach. The Rokeach was one of the Balei Atozer, the Lezer of Gemaiza. So in this sitter, this is Chelek Aleph, Perk or Os Kuf Yud Ches, the Rokeach. The Rokeach Balei Atozer, the kind of Balei Atozer. The Lezer, the one they quoted the Shulchan Aruch, not infrequently. Okay, so we have history. This is the edition produced by Moshe Herschel's Zechon Avrocha. It was produced in Topshin and Base. Anyway, so in the Parish of Siddur for the Rokeach, he writes, let's find it. Yeah, the Rokeach of Gosenu, etc. He says, Hare Yud Beis Dvarim. He says, the Brocha contains 12 things. Keneged Yud Beis Chadoshim, corresponding to the 12 months. The Yud Beis Shalos Bayom in the 12 hours of the day, the Yud Beis Shalos Balayla in the 12 hours of the night, the Yud Beis Mazalos in the 12 constellations, the Yud Beis Shvatim and the 12 Shvatim. So there's no reference to anything about a leap year, but the concept that the 12 that the Elie Rabba said, that the Yaakov Emden said, that the 12 Bakoshas somehow correspond to the 12 months is already found in the Rokeach, although he has various other references to number 12, but again, he doesn't mention anything particularly about adding something for a leap year, nor does the phrase L'chaparas Pesha appear there either. Interestingly, again, in terms of other old Nuschos, the Avudraham, which is the Elie Rabba said, Avudraham doesn't have any of this, he has the following phrase. He says, there's different phrases. There's L'tovo, L'vracha, L'sasam, L'simcha, L'yeshua, L'nechama, and L'farnasa, L'chalkala. He skips, he doesn't have L'chaim, L'shalom. There's a L'chila, S'cheik, L'slicha, S'ofo. So the Avudraham only has 10 altogether. The Avudraham only doesn't have L'chapor, Pasha, and he leaves out L'chaim, L'shalom. So you see that evidently he was not into this idea of somehow these bakashas correspond in any way to the 12 months of the year. In the Matzah of Vitri, I'm just going to hold the text. In the Matzah of Vitri, which is made by Medrash of Rashi, Talmidim of Rashi, so here he has the following. This is in Chelek Aleph, Os Reish, Lathiman Reish, Lamed Beis, in the Matzah of Vitri, page 197, and we only use one edition of the Matzah of Vitri around. So, page 197, the Matzah of Vitri writes, Alakenav Akev Oseinu, Chadesh Venes Yomo Shachodet Latovo, Latovo, Livrocha, Lassasin, Lassimcha, Yeshua Lenechama, Lefarnasu Lechalkala, Lerevach Lehatzala, which is not a phrase that we have, Lechaim, Lushal, Mechila Steak, Lassicha Sobos, he has more than 12. He has the other phrases, Lerevach Lehatzala. And then on Shabbos, this morning was Shabbos of Shkodesh, he has yet another lush, he has Lerevach Lehatzala Ulatzlocha. Somehow he has another one on Shabbos. Again, it doesn't explain any of this, that's Rata Yatzarta. So he has, different 15 expressions over here, and the Rambam finally in the Nusach of the Rambam prints at the end of Sefer Avo his Siddur. So the Rambam has here the Musi Rosh Chodesh said, "Okay, what can I say? The Chadish Lenu Rosh Chodesh that L'Tovo V'Livrocha L'Chein L'Ches Rachum Chaim L'Shalom seven L'Shalos, which sounds by the way a little like Yalav Yoho." That's his lesson. He has seven. Doesn't make any distinction when it's a leap year, not a leap year, and it's a totally different, cheshbon altogether. Huh? So in terms of Ravam, yeah, you're right. Correct. Yeah, that's true. I said it sounds like ours. It's not model, but it's totally different than ours. Is my point. And again, he's not worried evidently about about the matching. So the Siddur of Amram Gaon, since you asked. The Siddur of Amram Gaon has the phrase Ulucha Paras Pasha. However, I say here's the language. Okay, this is page in this edition. It's Seder Rosh Chodesh in the Siddur of Amram Gaon, which is probably the first Siddur that we have. It is mentioned, but it's mentioned there as part of the regular text. Again, no indication that's only the leap year, the other, and this and that, and that's part of his regular text. So here we have it, clearly, a smattering of, again, in terms of the oldest Siddurim. The Lashon does appear, the Mishabur actually points it out, the Mishabur and Hukos of Shodesh, Tavchav Kimmel points out this, that the phrase of Haparas Pasha does appear in the Seder Ramam Gaon. But it doesn't appear as being unique to a leap year. It's just part of his regular text. Clearly, with the exception of the Rokeach, who does make the fuss a little bit about the number 12, all the rest of these Rishonim, whether it's the Rambam Gaon or the Rambam, or Abudram, and Matzah of Vitri, we're not interested in anything specific about the number, and nor do they mention anything about about a leap year. So. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Ayur Rabba says what he says, and Akimemna says what they say, and presumably the fact that we have the minhag to add this 13th phrase presumably has to do with the fact that there are 13 months and it's some kind of a heker or something along those lines. The question we haven't addressed, I'd like to look at a little bit, is why that particular phrase? But okay, we want to add, we accept the Ayur Rabba, again, he says he heard it, he hasn't been seen anywhere, but he heard it. Let's accept that that's the correct, that that's the source for our minig, that we add again, I stress, those people, if there are people who follow the Nusach HaRambam or other Nuschos, they don't say it at all, they don't make any changes on the leap year from any other Rosh Chodesh. But let's assume our practice, and I just demonstrated earlier that Ashkenazic Siddur, Sephardic Siddur, Edot HaMizrach Siddur, all have this extra phrase for Rosh Chodesh in a leap year. Why that phrase? Especially since Rambam had it. That's true. That's a valid point. So maybe that could be. Although again, we saw in the Matzah of Vitri, we saw the Lashonis Revach and Atzola, Atzlocha.
You could ask that question on any page. Okay, it's not the same as Rambam.
But I'm just saying that what I want to look at is there any reason though that we have adapted the minhag to adopt that phrase? I'm not asking why, but we're assuming. Let's assume like the Eliyahu Rabba, the 12 phrases and the Yaakov Emunah, the 12 phrases and even the Shalom. The twelve phrases correspond to the 12 months, and a year is a leap year or a leap year. We have 13 months, so we had a 13th phrase. Why did we pick whoever was established, the minute developed? Why dafka that phrase of Haparas Pesha? That's the question I'd like to look at. So, is there any connection really between the phrase of Haparas Pesha and the fact that this is a Rosh Chodesh, in a leap year? Well, that's the question. Well, I don't know. Okay, I want to suggest. Those who are looking further.
Although it's a strange phrase to say, why be you now at this
point? Okay, right. That's the question. Is any marker? So the truth is, let's see.
What do you mean? It's just one of the three kinds of
case. You're right. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but is there any connection between a leaf here and that phrase? That's what I'm saying. Is there any connection between a leaf? We, at Lemaisa, we don't follow Rambam Gaon exactly, because Rambam Gaon said to say it all the time. We don't. We dafkeir in a leaf here. The question is why. So is there any, and is there any connection? So a little bit, it's al derech hadrus. Those who are interested in me, I wrote up an essay on this subject in the Tufshin Samach Beis edition of the YU publication Beis Yitzchak, on which most of the shiur is based. So, but in any event, we'll look through some of the stuff, and I'll suggest something on my own. The Maram Shit has a Talmud in the Chassam Sofer, has a Tshuva in the Chelek Arachayim Sin Kuf Pei Dalid, where he discusses this very question. And he has something basically, and I can relate a little bit to the Sedra, that we read this morning, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was put up. So he notes that first he says, the time of boy, Lama. You know, well, why are we adding all together? Anyway, he says as follows. Why is Tishrei, this is the old problem, you know, we have like two Rosh Hashanahs. We have Tishrei, which is the beginning of the new calendar year. On the other hand, in terms of the months, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Zachodesh Elochem Rosh Chodashim, right? The Mishkan was put up, what does the Medrash say? And that day took a number of crowns, right? And one of them was that the Mishkan was put in operation like Elaine this morning. So, what is this? Nisan the beginning of the year? Is Tishrei the beginning of the year? Answer is for some things. Tishrei is the beginning for other things. Nisan is the beginning of the year. What's happening exactly? So, Maram Shik says as follows. I'll just read what he says and we'll digest as best we can. Lama Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim Kevan Debe Nisan Nivra Olam. We generally assume that the world was created in Nisan in terms of actual physicality. And it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about it, and Tishrei was created in Nisan. For example, Baharaya, we make the bracha Birchas HaChama, right, and then when the sun returns to its state of Rias Olam, it's once every 28 years. So it's in a few years from now, right? I think 3, 4, 2009, something like that. So, it's coming up, but that's in Nisan. We do it in the spring. And then that's, we assume, because that's when the world was created. So he says, Loma Tishrei Rosh Hashanah came in Nisan Nivra Olam. So, then he says the other way, but I told to say that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about it, but really he did it in Tishrei. Anyway, he says as follows, Nir Lepian is Daiti, the Bir Shiei, HaBir Shiei's Beis HaNhogos. There are two, stupra, you ever hear me? The two ways that the world functions, two streams, or however you want to, you know, two different ways that the world operates. Hanhagos, Hativi Yisrael, two ways the world is managed. There is the natural Hanhaga, right? The natural order, maybe. The Hanhagos Hashgah. He says this in the Balakeda, it doesn't say where. Hanhaga Hativi is the natural order, is Al Yedeh Bria. The Hanhaga Hashgah is Al Yedeh Torah. Right, they saw a kaim Torah, and this reflects itself in the difference between the goof and the nefesh. The goof is the physical, so that follows the natural order, and the neshama is the spiritual, so to speak, and that follows the seichel, the machshava, that follows the hashgacha order. Okay, and he says, lechach iskimu shelo Yisrael shelo limnos hashana minisan shabo nivra olam shal yizeh yitu lomar da olam kimin hagom nohe. If we're only going to look at the natural order, so we will think that the world, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, put it in operation, and that's it. It just goes. Olam Kamin Hagol Noeg, and there's nothing that we can do, or there's no involvement in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing that people contribute or anything. Olam Kamin Hagol Noeg. Well, the MS, Ki Olam Noeg Bar Haga Hashgachias. But really, the world operates in through the Hanhaga, the order of Hashgacha. Well, the Chach Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu Barash Hashanah is Yom Adin. That's why Tishrei is the Yemei Hadin. Kol Hashanah, and he brings a raya that it says Mereshis Hashanah, it's Lashon Tishrei, Mereshis, fine. Anyway, he says, Kol Ponim Hashanah, Kashem Yisrael, Kama Minyan Hashanah, Al Pi Hanhaga HaHashgachis, V'das Chachma Yisrael, Am Aminim Zef. Anyway, he goes on to say that sometimes these two, there was a tension between these two orders. Yeah, it's somewhat, you know, out there, but look, this is, it's fighting in the regular tshuva. So he says, sometimes these different hanhagos, these different orders, come to conflict. Shemisnad im shnos hachama im shnos halavana. Right, the year of the sun and the year of the lunar year don't exactly match properly, and we know that it's 11 days. We've spoken about this numerous times in the past. Of course, the lunar year corresponding to 12 cycles of the moon around the earth is 354 days, right? Because it's 29 and a half days for the moon to go around the earth. 29 and a half times 12 is 354. And the solar year, we know, again, for our purpose tonight, 365 and a quarter days. So it's an 11-day difference, and it could end up being a problem. Nisan will end up in the Chorus. So what happens in a leap year? Kedei shetehei hashvah b'neim, HaChadoshim Shel HaChorev U'Prat Chodesh HaIvor Hu'a Ose Shalom Ben HaChama Lavona. Leap years bring peace between the sun, the solar year, and the lunar year. Between the Hashgacha Tivius and the Hashgacha and Tivius and Hashgacha Shkochius. So he says, it all brings, you know, somehow it brings order back, the proper order or the proper Shalom, and of Ose Shalom Bim Romo. So he says, ולכה חודשי העיבור מיועדים ויוחדים לעשות בהם תשובה. He says, that's why the leap month, the extra month of Adar, that's an especially propitious time to be involved in tshuva, because it's bringing back the world to its proper place, or the different orders in the world are now matched up again. So it's a proper time to the tshuva. Sharaka idea tshuva, efshal asa shalom en aguf, ben ha-shama. And that brings the peace between the different things. And he says, "V'gam be'elu achadoshim ramzim v'hosafa shalach haparas parsha." That's why we add during these months in the year that we're trying to bring shalom between the two different orders in which the universe is managed, and everything gets back to the normal. So that's why we say shalach haparas parsha, because shachetu nikra pesha, and that's the kavon of the Al Yerabba. He says, "The shnas ha'ibra bala hashros laso shalom." And really, he said, well, we'll come back, but really he said, you should say it all year long, we only say it until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the Maram Shik, sort of the lengthy presentation, but has to do with some kind of a notion that a leap year somehow brings Shalom into the natural order of the world, and that's an appropriate occasion to emphasize Tshuva. Therefore, the Kaporah's Pesha, there's an additional element of Kaporah that is unique to a leap year, and that's, as he suggests, as to why Chazal, whoever was Kaveh this minute, who was Kaveh to say, the Kaporah's Pesha, daft in a leap year. Yeah.
Doesn't normally accept
the theory that the Israelis were not Kaveh, mean from so there's a difference in what HaKadosh Baruch had in mind originally, and then they carried out. That's the Tosafot, that's Rosh Hashanah, the Machlokes, was it?
It's hard to say.
Right, we don't know. Right.
So
there's a Rosh Hashanah, and Yeshua have Machlokes, and that's what they say. One was Machshavah, one was Maisa.
I don't understand how that's the answer. Adding the phrase
Kaporas
Pasha, just bringing peace to Machlokes, bringing the son of the
world. No, because since the world operates in these two different realms, and we're trying to bring things back to the you know, really everything should get along perfectly. So, but the world doesn't function that way. So once in a while we match everything up. So he says it's an occasion for tshuva. I mean, I admit it's a joke. I mean, right. But it also brings between the, but he's saying the goof, the person's goof and the neshama. The goof is pulled after the physical world. The hashkocha tivius. The neshama is pulled after anavka hashkochis. So there's this tension that a person has. So in a year, when everything comes back together, so there's a sense of tshuva. That's what he says. I mean, I'm not, that's what he says.
Even if it just looks that way.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I are getting along fine, but it looks to the outside like we're doing things differently.
Okay.
One day we do it the same and everybody sees that we're really the same. So, just like we had this morning with the God Likes the Dog. Everything's really cautious, but it doesn't look good.
The key,
we want to make sure it looks good.
Okay.
So now that it looks better, so it's a good time to emphasize looking better.
Good, I accept. That's the Maram Shik says. It's an appropriate time for tshuva. I mean, that's his approach. I'm not saying the only approach, but that's his derech. It's an appropriate time for tshuva. In the Sefer Tama Minhagim and Mikara Hadinim, he has a different, much simpler idea. This is in Yoni Rosh Chodesh in the Kuntres Achon Oz Tov Mem Ches. It's page Kufsa Design, and again the Sefer Tama Minhagim. He says, we add an extra month, like you said, we add an extra phrase here, by the way, to have those interesting look later, all the different Serufa Havaya, what each month has a different combination.
Okay,
it's printed here, right? It's printed here. And he says, Umasha Omrim Anusach Ulachaporas Pesha, what's the reason? Much simpler. I'm sick of this whole advanced thing that it's two different strings, we have to break from Shalom, so it's Tshuva. Okay, he says something simpler. Umasha Omrim Anusach Ulachaporas Pesha, Kishema Ashara Enamu Beres. Maybe the Chachamim, when they're Amr the Shana, made an error, right? Who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that the Bezdin is in charge, but maybe Klapei Shmaya Galia, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, maybe it wasn't supposed to be an Ibriyar, and therefore, Benimsha Shokum Chometz on Pesach, right? Maybe it'll end up being Chometz on Pesach, in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's what it really was supposed to be. So therefore, we say the chaparas pesha. They say the pan hagen. Right. So that's the author of the Torah Tamima and Chumash, the Baruch Halevi Epstein, also has a parish on the Siddur called Baruch Shamar. His name is Baruch, Baruch Halevi Epstein. So he wrote a sefer called Baruch Shamar on the Trilos of the Year. So in the Musaf Rosh Chodesh and the Chaparas Pesha, he says as follows: the Epsha Lachparis Al Pi Hagemara Rosh Hashana Binyan Ibra Chodesh Shagam Im Shagul Bezdin LaAbras Chodesh Beishal Hayatzarach Lazeh. Even if the Bezdin ended up making a mistake, which as it was alluding to, the Gemara says doesn't matter. Atama from the Shogun, Atama from Mutam, and so on and so forth. Right? There are certain reasons. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a number of reasons why you're supposed to Abba the Shana. If the roads aren't set up, or the whatever, they know when the equinox is going to be, different reasons. So he says, Afal Pichen Pichen Humavur. The Sam Chuzel Lashon Atara. The Gemara learns in the pasuk Atem. It's Elam Ode Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikoy Kodesh. So Osam is read without a vav. Was written without a vav. So we say Atem. Even if the Bezda makes a mistake, but the Ibur still counts. However, nevertheless, the Yan Ki Al Yedei Tausam Efsho Lavo Lekal Mishol Meshach Hashana Kamo Linyan Chometz VePesach Uintanet Yom Kippurim. Shall be a Ibur Yudchu Chodesh Nisan V'Tishrei Old V'Solshim Yom. The Mitu Ma'aseim Ela Halo Yavol Pesach Yom Kippurim Shalom Izman Amanachom. But Tautzos Mizeg Gedolos Mod Hanogos Bigri Bikri Mitzas Torah Lachem Mevakshim Shatogein Tfilasei L'Chaparos Pesach Zos. She said, Afal Pi that the Lamaisa, the Kiddush HaChodesh counts. And the problem is that the Gemara there, I have my own notes on the side about that. The Gemara there is talking about Ibur HaChodesh, not Ibur Shana. But the Tzach raises that problem. I'm not going to go to that now. The point that Tarshim is saying, without quoting the Talmud and Hagen, more or less the same kind of an idea, namely that although it's true that once the Bezin of Abba the Shana, that's it, but in a certain cosmic sense, if you will, if their Bezin Pakeh made a mistake, Sadgam, what they said counts, and nobody's going to be punished for eating chametz, you know, on what ends up being the 15th of Adar, what we'll call Adar Sheni. Still, in a certain sense, is an extra tefillah just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaper, in case the Bezin made a mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let us off. That's what that's the Torah Tamina, the Baruch Shamar, and also in the Talmud Hagen. It's interesting, there's a sefer called Margolios Hayam. So there's a sefer called Margolios Hayam, Rav Reuven Margolios, the tremendous Baki. I think I once heard that Rav Yaakov Kamesner once said he was the biggest Baki he ever met. Rav Reuven Margolios, who lived in the early part of the 1900s, has swam a very, very fascinating, knew everything. I mean, he wrote a commentary on the Or HaChaim's comment on Chumash, and all kinds of unusual. He has a swarm on nicknames in the Gemara, a little sefer that had, another sefer on the Malachi Asharis. I mean, one of these people literally knew everything. So there's a commentary on Sanhedrin from him called the Margolis Hayam, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there has the following. The Gemara has a story in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amud Beis that Chizkio HaMelech Navi once was Me'aber the Shana because of Tumah. He knew that people wouldn't have enough time to be Me'aber, and it ended up it was a mistake. It was Shalom Kedin, you're not supposed to be Me'aber the Shana because of Tumah. As the Rambam passing, so much with Tzibur. Anyway, Chizkiah later asked for Kapari. He made a mistake. He was Me'aber the Shana Shalom Kedin, and he asked for forgiveness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that the phrase he used is a pasuk in a pasuk which concludes with the phrase Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'ad. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yudbeis on Yudbeis. Says the Margolis Hayom, Zeh HaMokr Lamin Hagenu Lomar B'Shona Me'uberes B'Trilas Musa Shachodes V'Chaporas Pesha Bakoshas Rachamim Sheyechaper Ba'ad Hotzas HaShona Meher Gela. He says not because it's just the way that the Torah Tamina said it, and that the Talmud Hagim says that they added a phrase because in case they're Ma'aber, so he takes one step better because he says Dafka. We have a story in the Gemara where the word Kapara was used by the person who made the mistake, and Bakashas Rachamim Sheyechaper Ba'ad Hotzas HaShona Meher Gela. He quotes other places. He looks and says in the Tzlaf that I mentioned. But anyway. They quote in general, is there machokas in the taka? Was a mistake? Is the year, is an Hebrew year or not? He quotes him in Chaschinuch, disagrees. Okay, anyway, but at the end of the day, here is a source from the Margolis Hayam. about Dafka, the lesson of Kapara, because Hashem Atov Yechaper Baad. Okay, so now we have at least some kind of inkling to this, or that gives us some clue to this particular language. The Sefer Tfila Kilchasa, which is a modern Sefer, Toshin Memtes, in Perek Chof Beis, when he speaks about Rosh Chodesh, he says in Os Mem, Bishana Mubaris Ad Rosh Chodesh Ad Hashem Ad Bechlal, that's the regular Ashkenazi custom, Lechapor Omrim, Lechapor Special, or Nisim Kvahin Omrim. In Os Ayin Tes, in the footnotes, he quotes, quotes in the Yotzat Tfilas, we saw it in the Elia Rabbah, the Yotzat Tfilas quotes, and Arfi Yosef quotes the Elia Rabbah, that we add Lechapor Special Afi, Shabbiket Azay Yudbeis Lashonos, Kenegid Yudbeis Achadoshim, etc., and the Exodus of the 13th, everything we said. He quotes the Tama Min Hagim. Then he quotes Vagon of Yitzchok Hutner Zichon and Zechut Sadek V'Rav Beer Tam Lo Safazu Al Priya Gemara Sanhedrin Yud Beis Nod Beis Benyan Chizkiyo Amela Shehiber Nisan Benisan V'Lo Iskimu Echacham V'Ispalo V'Bikesh Hashem Atol Yichaper V'Ad. So Hutner was coming to the same ideas of Reuben Margolius that had to do with that Gemara which has a request of Kapar. Then he has a different thing, right? We kind of lost the Kapar's part. Then he quotes from Yedid Nafshi, Harav Agon of Yaakov Kupshitz, I'm not sure what it is. Hausi Falpi Hayadua Meagon.
Kupshitz.
What was it? Good. So he quotes from Elia Lapian. Now we have heard of Elia Lapian. Says, why do we say, and this we were talking with Yitzhak before, Shamiris Yom Kippur Kotten, the whole Erev Rosh Chodesh, Hidumia, the whole Amamti Lagil, Amokam Rufuaso, Ubein Taim Zokuk Mide Palm Lechizuk, Ubishonam Uberis, Machmas Richus, Richuk Yom Kippurim, Torah Lechaparas Pesha. Listen to this one. You have a sick person who's waiting to get better. So all of us, according to the Valle Lapian, the Valle Musa, so the Valle Musa, think this way, that, you know, like we can't wait for Yom Kippur. We know all year long, we did our we did things wrong, but at least I know better someone come to Yom Kippur, I'll get the kapara, we'll walk out, you know, so Yom Kippur refreshed in the center, we'll have a slich and kapara and so on. So God, so like a sick person, I'm waiting, we're waiting for Yom Kippur. In a leap year, we're pushing Yom Kippur off. So he says, maybe like this, what do we do all year long? They have a minig, many people have a minig. I think last year when the Tsar's met, so 3 years ago, I think everybody tried to do it. Does Yom Kippur come? I don't think too many people around here know Yom Kippur Cotton too often, but Yom Kippur Cotton is Arab Rosh Chodesh. And they say it every year? Right, okay, good. So some yeshivas and by some sitzah place, they say every month Yom Kippur Cotton. Yom Kippur Cotton is when Arab Rosh Chodesh, there are certain slichas and tefillas that are recited, and some people fast, they fast half the day, whatever it is. So there's Yom Kippur Cotton. What's the idea of Yom Kippur Cotton? So I like to call it like a booster shot. You wait, you know, Yom Kippur only happens once a year. The pastor says, Achas Bashanah. Okay, I can't wait. I did some of that there. I can't wait for Yom Kippur. So every month I have a little mini Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur Cotton. The miniature version of Yom Kippur gives me a boost until I get to the big Yom Kippur. But now, once a year, in a year, when we have a leap year, we push Yom Kippur up to another month. Oh, yeah, another way to my kapara. Therefore, we have extra tefillos in the kapara's parsha. That's what he quotes in his footnote from Rebbe Elia Lapian. Okay, an interesting approach. It should be according to that view. Yes, that's what I'm going to come to in a second. I was thinking myself, just at least al derech hadrush, and I'll see a couple of nafkaminas, and I'll be it. I was thinking myself, at least al derech hadrush, along to add, you know, to all these tamim, another tam. We do find, let's forget about a leap year for a second, but the notion of kapara is associated with Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's clear. Okay, I mean, we said this morning, Ati Yatzar to Olam HaMikedem, Kalisim, and it says, Rosh Chodesh, and he gave us Shabbos, and Nukhub, Rosh Chodesh, and Kapara. Or in the regular, when it's not Shabbos, what's the lashon? It's Rosh Chodesh Lam Chonasato Zman Kapara L'Chol Kodesh. So the notion of Kapara is already somehow connected, if you will, to the concept, you know, to Rosh Chodesh. And this is there's a sefer. Noi Katzon Yosef, right? The old Yekesh sefer. Noi Katzon Yosef. So he says that the reason why we have a tinus, this minig of fast, this is Noi Katzon Yosef, again, which is a collection of Minhagei Frankfurt. So Yosef Yusuf Kashman, Mechila Kadosh of Frankfurt. What century? It says Taf Ein Ches, so it's about 400 years ago. Taf Ein Ches, it's a little less than 400 years ago. Nitfas Pam Achas Mechila, I am a Chabad Vishas Taf Ein Ches.
Son of Yosef
Omer. Yosef Omer, as you also, yeah. So the Noah Katzon Yosef, who collects all of the Minhagim of Frankfurt, so he has on Rosh Chodesh, page Kuf Mem Vav, He says the reason why we have a kindness on Erev Rosh Chodesh is because Riki Rosh Chodesh was Man Kapara. Like, I just nothing to relieve you now. Rosh Chodesh in general is Man Kapara. Because Elo Yala Ladas, Yechupala, the Mezechevu, Dai Machtik Bitumaso. They know Zevis Chatovas, Yibu Gemurah. What's the idea of Yom Kippur cotton? If Yom Kippur has this, if I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh has this Kapara element to it, so if I say something, you're going to get the Kapara, there has to be some kind of tshuva, some kind of tefillah beforehand. So the male that the custom developed to have a shtickle of kindness or slichas and so on, Erev Rosh Chodesh, as a means of preparing for whatever the nature of the Kapara is that's granted on Rosh Chodesh. Because the Lord Yalal Adash, Yechupal Adam, Ezechet, Wadai Machtim Tum also. Right? So therefore, Lachain Misana Yom Lepanam Afaspe. So my son was Charitalem Lazova, some of Ziva Gemur, but all of Rosh Chodesh Man Kapara. So that's what's quoted in the Sefer Noe Katzon Yosef. And again, it's interesting, in the Talmud and Hagim, this I was surprised to see, the Talmud and Hagim gives a different reason. He says, why is it that we had this morning again, how come Rosh Chodesh we only say what's so-called half hollow, current hollow the dealer. Why do we say the half hollow? So the standard thing, like the only minute, we want to make a difference. The Gemara tells the famous story that Rav, when he came to Bavel, had never heard of this practice, that they said hollow on Rosh Chodesh, and he saw them saying hollow Rosh Chodesh, he's wondering what's going on, he was going to stop them, and then he saw they skipped part, they realized, oh, it's just a minute. But listen to this, in the Talmud and Hagim, Yonah Rosh Chodesh, oh, it's tough, Lam and Ches, Oh Tom Shaomim Halal Bidilik Rosh Chodesh, Mishum Dahava Yom Slichok Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, the Lachain Ain Ligmar Halal. You know, we know the Gemara in Erchin says, why don't we say Halal Rosh Hashanah Kippur on Yom Kippur? Because Kippur Chayim Mason Sukkot upon him, you're going to say Halal. Because Baruch Hu's sitting in judgment on Rosh Hashanah Kippur is not singing, you know, Halal. Not right. So he says a little bit of that element we have on Rosh Chodesh also, because Zman Kedomer, Zman Kapol, Chol Dodosam. And he also mentions that the corresponds to Rosh Chodesh has to do with the moon and so on. So we know Rashi and Chumash quote that when it's a time of the sickness of children, Aschara of the children, you know, has to do with the luminaries in the sky, the Eira, Ma'ora, referring to the word Ma'oros is spelled without the Vav, since we Ma'or, it's a difficult time for children. Anyway, sick children. So, in any event, there's this extra notion of Kapara on Rosh Chodesh, which is why he says we don't read the full Hal on Rosh Chodesh, to make it sort of, it's not quite the full Simcha, because it's an element of Slicha and so on. Now, the truth is, this is the notion of Kapara. We really need to understand why is that, huh? No, I don't want to take it. It may not be simple on Rosh Chodesh anyways. I'm just saying we temper the Hallel, so to speak. Just like the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we don't say Hallel because of the day Yom HaDin. So there's a little bit of an element to the Yom HaDin of Rosh Chodesh too, so we only say the half Hallel.
The verbal expression
is tempered.
Has to be.
I just want to mention, though, I don't know what is the source altogether for Rosh Chodesh having Kapara. That itself is not, I mean, it says in the Tefillah, but it's not so clear. There's a Mishnah in Shavuos. So the truth is, the Mishnah at the beginning of Shavuos says, we know by Rosh Chodesh and all by the Yom Tov, it always says, Seir, sorry, Lechaper. Right? By all the Musafim, the Yom Tov also, it says, Seir Yizim Echad Lechatos Lechaper, or Seir Lechatos, Seir Lechaper. You have such a lashon. So the Mishnah in Shavuos, on the first daf, of Bezim and Aleph, and later on discussed in the Gemara and Daphez, discussed exactly what this Seir is Lechaper. Lechaper on what? It's Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov, a person who came into the Mikdash without being aware that he was Tomei. Others speak about Kever Tahom, in case a person walked by didn't know that there was a Kever way below. Anyway, there's discussions in the first part of Shavuos about it. The problem is that in that Mishnah, in that Gemara, at least as I understand it, there doesn't seem to be any difference in Rosh Chodesh and the other Moadim. I mean, it's true, it does say Sar Lechaper by Rosh Chodesh, but it also says it by the Yom Tovim, and that's the other thing. So the Gemara, I want to mention, just to clarify, there is an element of Kapara that the Mishnah identifies with Rosh Chodesh, namely the Soya Lechaper. But that doesn't quite answer our problem of why Kapara is associated with Rosh Chodesh, because it's associated with all the Yom Tovim in that Mishnah, and in that Gemara. But there is a different thing. The Gemara there in Shavuos, and also in the Daf Tes, and also in Chul and Daf Samet, and people probably remember it from Rashi and Chumash, and Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in Rosh Chodesh we have to have a special Kapara for him, as it were. Why? Because he shrunk the moon. Right? I don't exactly understand that, right? Because the Pasuk says, you're going to create the Shnei HaMa'oros HaGdolim, the two big luminaries. And it says, Amor HaGdolim, Amor HaKotim. So, and we actually make reference to this in Kiddush Levana. We say he ratzon eventually lamalik pikimas halavana, and it should become full again, like it says the shnei amaros hagdolim. Whatever exactly that means is amar atzchai. I don't have to go into it now. And the Riff actually quotes this. It's interesting. The Riff quotes this in Shulis on the first daf. The Riff, there's not that much Riff in Shulis, but the Riff in the first daf in Shulis actually quotes this medrash, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mechaper, so to speak, for him. So that is another idea of a special kapara associated with Rosh Chodesh that's different than any other time. Also, the Rambam, I didn't bring it, but you'll take my word for it now. The Rambam, the Mor Nebuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Vav, mentions that certain idolatrous nations used to have the practice on the new moon, they used to bring certain sacrifices as part of their service to God of the new moon. Therefore, what we have to that could bring a special carbon just to Hashem, demonstrate that we're not part of that idolatrous group, but we're the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's another idea of Kapora. The Mor Nebuchim Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Vav. And finally, back in the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, he mentioned something else. This is in an earlier essay, a few pages too early, in Shin Lamed Beis. He mentions on the phrase of Soil Lechaper, not in Soil Lechaper, but Tzilus Musas, Man Kapora Lechol Toldosam. The word Toldosam, what is that referring to? It's referring to children. Man kapara chol toldosa. Apparently, there was some extra kapara that's needed that the children shouldn't get sick. And he mentions that this machla of aschara, this type of stomach or some other type of problem. That's, I'm sorry, the theory? Okay, there it is. So, it's from the Rishonim already, this notion. One other collection of sources that speak about special kapara on the Chodesh Chodesh is in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo from the Shlomo of Vilna in Simon Chof Aleph. He mentions that Rosh Chodesh, because he asked that question, Lechora, why do we make a special mention of Kapara Rosh Chodesh? You're going to tell me because of the Soil Lechaper, but that's by every Moed. We don't mention it by the other Moedim. The question we ask, he says, Mashmat Ayom Ba'atzmo Zman Kapara. First of all, the language of the Nusach is Zman Kapara. It's not about Rosh Chodesh, that's not about the carbon. So it sounds like who's Ayom Ba'atzmo Zman Kapara. So he said, Lost Soil. And so he says, he quotes from actually from Avudram, a notion that it brings about kapara for the toldos yimei hachodesh. Every day of the month, the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on whatever averus are going to be done during the somehow during the during after the, I don't know. It doesn't make it clear. Okay. The other two things he mentions also is that we know that Rosh Chodesh symbolizes the renewal of the Jewish Malchus, like we say in Kiddush Levana, we mentioned David Melech Yisrael, and we also mentioned by when we were Machrez Rosh Chodesh, we say Mishas Nidol Seder V'Gal Asam, Hu Yigal Asam V'Karov, right, so there's this notion that the renewal of the moon is the renewal of Klal Yisrael, so that's also a notion that connects to Kapora, and the fact is, he says further, that the truth is we're, and this is what I thought, and he doesn't spell it out, but it seems to me that we have this notion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yeralef that the Nisan Nigalu or the Nisan Asinoi Goyal, right, we're supposed to get redeemed again in Nisan. So by pushing off Nisan, so we are in a certain sense, this is what I thought, we're in a certain sense pushing off the Gula. So that's another notion for Kapara, especially for a leap year. So to summarize this point, the truth is that there's an extra element of Kapara in Rosh Chodesh. So it could be that when we either it's because it's pushing off Yom Kippur and all the reasons we mentioned, but also so I would say that especially then in a leap year, when we're pushing, we have more days that need Kapara, and or we're pushing off the Geula. So perhaps there's this extra element of a Kapara's Pasha. That's just my suggestion. As I hope we'll understand this notion of Kapara in general in Rosh Chodesh, it would seem to me that it would apply even more so in a leap year because there are more days of an Avera, there are more days we're pushing off Yom Kippur, there's more, we're pushing off the Geula if we assume that the Geula is the Nisan. I understand, B'chol Yom Sheyavo, but again, we have this tradition, Nisan Nigalo, so we have to ask this extra Kapara. Just to summarize, it would appear that depending upon which of all the above reasons, whether you like my reasons or the Inshallah, well, the other reason it's going to, the nafkamina will be at when during the year do you add this extra phrase, Ul Chaporas Pasha. And there are a number of different minhagim. Basically, I think the standard Ashkenazic minhag, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think in the regular articles, it says just until Adar Rosh Chodesh, Adar Sheni, Adar Bechlal, so we're done. So when we're finished, the regular, I think the Sfardim do it for the whole year up until Rosh Hashanah, and yeah, Boris does only. I know some of the Boris also does only just during Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon, just during Adar Sheni, just on that month, just those 2 days of Adar Sheni. So all of that will depend. Again, this question comes up. I won't read it inside to save time. It's in the Prima Gadim. Zohar, in the Tav Chav Gimel, in our Chaim, the Prima Gadim raises this question. He mentioned just until Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. I'll just read the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll bring you. The Aruch HaShulchan talks about it in Sif Hay of Tav Chav Gimel. He says, Yesh Ein Omer HaSav Azu Rak Ad Achar Adar Sheni Velo Nira Kein. The Bechol HaShon Yesh Omer. So Aruch HaShulchan says you say it the whole year. Okay? The Mishnah Brura has the expression again in Tav Chav Gimel. It's a cotton vault. He says they're different uschos, and he says at the end this is another case of Nahara Naharo Pashte. Right, the streams are going in different directions. Each stream follows, each river follows its own. So he said, whatever your particular mini happens to be, again he quotes the Yesha Kosu Einom Lachaporis Pasharol. Some say only Bishnatza Ibor, and some say Shnatza Ibor only until the end of the Ibor month. Again, if it's a matter of pushing off Yom Kippur, so it makes sense to say it the whole year. If it's a matter of you're worried about comments on Pesach issues, so it's only here. If you're talking about what I suggested, Nisan Nigalu, so once it's Nisan, you don't have to say it. All of these... I mentioned the beginning. If the whole thing is only designed to remind you that there's a leap year this year, so by the time the leap year is over, you don't have to worry about it anymore, right? You have 13 phrases. We don't need to be reminded anymore that it's a leap year. So again, you can figure out for yourself, depending upon which reason, you have to follow the practice. I'll just conclude by reading one line from the Maran Shik, which is an important point. He just says...
In the time of the Gemara, there would have been the guessing.
Very likely, because they didn't know in advance there was going to leap year, right? Well, who knows? Well, you never know. You never know. But he says, "V'chol minag avosenu yesh lohem tam." Ram Shik says the truism. He says all our minagim and our ancestors have a reason. Elashein anu yodim al bori hatam. We don't always know exactly what the reason was. Therefore, it's improper, and you know, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. There are more mentions about beating by Haman. He says we should not make fun of any minhagim. We should not change any minhagim. I'll go to Vach. I have a shiur still of Ezra Hashem next week, and we'll discuss afterwards.